Hello, everyone.
Hello and welcome to Dove Ministries of Love, a production of Dove Ministries. Join Apostle Diane as she shares wisdom from the Word of God about topics that we are faced with in our lives every day. Listen with an open heart and spirit as you can receive impartation and understanding. We are taking prayer requests and your questions live at 1-347-857-4133. Let the anointing of God lift your burdens and destroy yokes of bondage in your life. You will never be the same. Our website is www.dove-ministries.com.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone. Well, God is so good, and I'm so grateful that finally, the technical difficulties got worked out on the program, and praise God, everything is working out now, and we can begin our program today. I'm so glad that you have tuned in, and some of you I see already have called in, and some of you are listening online now, so praise the Lord for that, and it's so good to be back with you. I haven't had my program in a couple of months, and I just give God all the glory and honor that I'm able to have the program today. And I pray and hope that today that you will walk away with something that will be refreshing to your spirit and to your soul. And I'll be taking callers towards the end of the program, and well, you know what? We're going to do that a little bit different today because I realize that some of you are on your lunch hour right now. And so if you would like to ask a question at any point in time, you just go and press whatever button it is, key it is that they tell you to press. I don't know if it's one. I believe it's one is the one that you push. And so just going ahead and let me know if you have any questions at any point in time. But praise God. God is so faithful. He's so on time. He's such an on-time God. And I just want to encourage you today that God is with you, that he is for you, and that any weapon that the enemy forms against you, the Word of God assures us and tells us that it will not prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you, that you condemn that tongue. I mean, you condemn those words. He said, with your mouth, you will condemn those words. And so praise God that he has given us the authority that he has blessed us with. That authority to speak in the name of Jesus. Mountains have to be moved. Demons have to flee. Sickness has to go. Praise God. Well, I believe today that many of you are going to be healed, and even in the days to come and in the months to come. And so I'd like to just start off with a couple of things. And if you would like to write in, just know that that I welcome all testimonies. We like to give God all the glory and honor for what he does, and so we just give him that glory and honor right now in advance for what he is doing. And let's just go on ahead and I'm just going to start off the program today with prayer. Father God, we just come to you right now through the blood of Jesus. And Father God, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Father, I just pray for every listener today or whatever day that they're listening. And Father God, I just ask you to just give them the ears to hear. Father, give them the eyes to see. And Father, thank you, Lord God, that their heart is good soil. It's good ground for the seed, for the incorruptible seed, your word, Father God, so that it can be going deep, so that it can be engrafted into their heart and become Christ in their lives. And Father, we just thank you right now for what you have in store, in Jesus' name. Well, praise God. Praise God, praise God. I just have such faith in God today. You know, it was such a issue in trying to pull up my studio so I could have the program today. And so God is good. He is good, and I'm just going to press right on in. And remember, at any point in time, I realize that you're on your lunch hour right now, your lunch break. So if you have any questions, just let me know. Now, I don't know if you have read what I have written, but I am going to go over a few of those things, and I'm going to give you some scripture. You know, the Word of God is it's life and spirit. And the Bible says to seek the Lord and his strength, yearn for and seek his face, and to be in his presence continually. That's powerful. That's powerful. And so, you know, this is a new year. And some of you are wondering, you know, why have I not seen the breakthrough yet? You know, I've fasted, I've prayed, I've sought the Lord. So why have things not changed yet? And I want to encourage you that in this journey, we have to persevere. We have to endure. And we have to press in continually. And this is such an amazing time in the body of Christ because God really is moving by the power of his Holy Spirit. And he's really wants to develop his character in and through our lives. And you know, so the adversities and the obstacles and the trials and the things that we go through, God uses them truly to develop his character in our lives. Not everything is God sent, but everything can be God used. And, you know, I just am going to go ahead and share just a little bit about the adversity and the trial that I have been faced with personally myself, because I want to encourage today, I want to encourage you in the Lord that truly we are living in the best days of our life. And, you know, I have only been able to preach a few times this year because I've been going through and struggling with a physical issue in my body. But, you know, the Lord has been so good to me in the midst of this time of pressing in and pressing through. There's been such amazing revelation that the Lord has released. He's given me great revelation. He has honored me with his presence over and over and over and over, day after day after day after day. His presence has been so strong in my life. And, you know, I really believe that because so many of you have been through so many battles, not just in the last year, but in the last several years. And I believe that God is bringing us into a place of rest. He's bringing us into a season of rest and into a season of, if you will, vacation. Some people may want to call it a sabbatical. But the Lord truly is opening up to us that place of strength, of great strength in Him. Remember what I just read to you. Seek the Lord and His strength. Yearn for and seek his face to be continually in His presence. And so we have to be careful about what we allow to come into our ears, what we're listening to. We have to be careful what we look at. You know, whether it's on TV, whether it's things when we're out, because once your brain snaps a picture, that image is there, and so we have to be really careful. There's such a, if I can put it like this, such a refining fire that the Lord is releasing right now, but it's a good fire. It's a holy fire. It's a fire that, as you have cried out to the Lord, and even myself, and we've asked the Lord to burn up those things that hinder us in our relationship from the Lord. You know, burn up the things that that the enemy is using to restrain us or to hinder us. And so if you're ready to live a life that is continually lifted up, the love of God will keep you lifted up continually, no matter what you are going through, no matter what you are faced with. The love of God lifts you up. Amen. The love of God really does lift you up out of the miry clay. His love, it really does lift you up above the circumstances and the adversities and the trials. The Bible says in Job chapter 5, verse 11, it says, "So he sets on high those who are lowly, and those who mourn, he lifts to safety." Hallelujah. That is good news. Amen. He sets on high those who are lowly, and those who mourn, he lifts to safety. You know, when you're in that place of going through changes and you're transitioning and God's taking you from one place to another place, sometimes we feel so lost in the midst of all of that. But you know what? That is a good thing. That's a good place when we're in that place of feeling as though we are lost, because we have to totally trust in Him. We have to totally depend upon Him. James chapter 4, verse 10 says, "Humble yourselves." Feeling, the Amplified says, "feeling very insignificant. In the presence of the Lord, humble yourselves in the presence of the Lord, and He will exalt you. He will lift you up, and He will make your lives significant." Hallelujah. And so when we humble ourselves and when we see ourselves, or when we have that feeling of being insignificant, He lifts us up. And in the midst of obstacles and trials and adversities, you know, you can really feel so insignificant. But what does He do? His love, it lifts us up. His love will lift you up into a place in His presence. And so that is good news. Now, one of the questions that I asked, I said, "Are you tired of being tired?" I know someone out there just said, "Yes, amen, I am." Well, listen to this. In Jeremiah 31, verse 25, the Lord says, "For I will fully satisfy the weary soul, and I will replenish every languishing and sorrowful person." Hallelujah. So he will satisfy our weary soul. But you see, the key is, once again, is seeking him. Seek the Lord. Rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. It says, let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord and glory in his holy name. And so we have to choose to rejoice. Well, Lord, I'm going through, but I'm going to rejoice in you. I'm going to rejoice that you have made a way for me. Lord, I'm going to rejoice because you already know the end. And so I'm going to rejoice because I know that I have the victory. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You just have to worship him. You just have to praise him. You just have to acknowledge that he is who he says that he is. The Bible says that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Are you diligently seeking him? Because I'm telling you, no matter what you end up going through, when you diligently seek him, you will find him, and he will reward you. He'll reward you with his love. He'll reward you with his comfort. He rewards you with favor. He rewards you with his glory. You just have to seek him. You just have to seek after him. You know, sometimes when you're going through, it's like you feel like you've broke through and you've gotten through and everything's going great for a few days, a few weeks, sometimes a few months, and then boom, all of a sudden it seems like you're right back, you know, in that place. Well, be encouraged today that as you call upon his name, as you call upon the Lord, he's there. He's just waiting for you and I to reach out to him in the midst of what we're going through. Hebrews 12:3 says, just think of him who endured from sinners such grievous opposition and bitter hostility against himself. Reckon up and consider it all in comparison with your trials, so that you may not grow weary or exhausted, losing heart and relaxing and fainting in your minds. For you have not struggled and fought agonizingly against sin, nor have you resisted and withstood to the point of pouring out your own blood. Wow. Wow. And so we can really look at the price that Jesus paid and look at what he went through, what he put up with, what he took upon himself so that we would not grow weary or exhausted or lose heart or faint in our minds. You see, it really is the truth, and it really, there's just no other way around. We've heard this time after time after time. We have to renew our mind. And so when we renew our mind, guess what? With the Word of God, our thinking changes. That's why when we have a negative thought or when we have a thought that is contrary to the Word of God, we have to choose to think according to the Word of God. See, you have to teach yourself and you have to train yourself to not dwell on things that bring death into your walk, into your journey with the Lord. Amen? You have to choose to think according to the Word of God and what He said. He said to think on these things that are lovely and honest and just and of a good report. Think on these things that are pure. Think on these things that are gracious. Think on these things. Take account of these things. Fix your mind. Set your mind upon these things that are true. And so that really is a problem, and that really is an issue for many of us. And it's very elementary when you look at it. It's a very elementary thing. But yet it's something that we deal with continually, and that is addressing our thoughts. Once you change your thoughts and you bring your thoughts into alignment with the Word of God, then your perception begins to change. Then how you see things begins to change. The way you act begins to change. The way you respond to what people say, or the way you respond to circumstances and things, it begins to change. And then guess what? That peace begins to take root. That peace begins to take place in your heart. That peace begins to take root in your heart, and the peace is there in your mind. Paul said, let the peace of God rule in your heart and in your mind. He said, let it rule. Let it reign. Let it rule. Let it take precedence over the doubt, the unbelief, the fear, the questioning. You know, it's so easy when we're going through things to question God, to question the will of God for our life. But as we renew our mind continually, and so, you know, this is really easy thing to do, but yet we have to bring our soul, our will, our mind, our emotions, our feelings, we have to bring them under subjection to the Spirit of God. Now, someone's thinking, but I've heard this, I've heard it, but are you doing it? See, that's the question. Are you doing it? Are you submitting yourself to the Word of God? Because no matter what you're going through, you begin to see when you're thinking on the things of God, when you're meditating upon the Word of God, you begin to see that really His plans are good for you, to give you a hope in the future. Things that bothered you before, they no longer bother you because you're not thinking. We just call it thinking. You know, thinking is anything that is not bringing life to you. Because Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And His word is rich. His word is filled with blessings. His word is love. Because God is His Word. The Word is God. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And so His Word brings life to you. And sometimes, you know, we just want someone to pray for us. We just want to go up in church and just get hit with the power of God and you know, fall out under the power of God and just rest in the presence of God. And there's nothing wrong with that, of course, at all. But we have to learn. We have to train our mind. We have to teach our mind to submit. We have to declare, God, you didn't give me a spirit of fear. You gave me a spirit of power. You gave me a spirit of love. And you gave me a sound mind. And remember, that's who you already are, because you are spirit. And so you have to teach your soul. You have to teach your mind, and you have to train it. You're going to submit to the mind of Christ. You're going to become sound. And the way that your mind becomes sound is through the Word of God. And so, you know what? That is just a key right there. The first question that I asked in my little paragraph for this program was, are you ready to live a life lifted up continually, no matter what? Well, the life of God lifts you up. The Word of God is love, because it's God. The Word of God lifts you up continually, no matter what. You know what? You are victorious. Hallelujah. You are victorious in Christ. Glory to God. You are victorious in all things that you do. You already have the victory. Can you just praise God? Yes, you already have the victory. And so that's why it is so important to renew your mind daily in the Word of God. Renew your mind continually. Renew it with the Word of God. And you will begin to live a life that is lifted up. You will begin to see that He is the only one true God. Hallelujah. You will begin to see that you have the victory. The victory is already yours. Can you just say amen? Can you just say that? The victory is already mine. Hallelujah. 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 The victory is already yours. I just want to prophesy right now, and I just want to speak into your life right now that you are victorious. You are victorious because you are walking in faith. When you renew your mind and you obey the Word of God, you are walking in total faith with Jesus. And you know what? That's how Peter was victorious. We all know the story in Matthew 14, verses 22 through 33, when the disciples, when they were on the ship, they got into the ship to go to the, or Jesus got into the ship to go to the other side. And it says, and when he sent the multitudes away, he went up to the mountain to pray. But when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And it says, in the fourth night, or in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And Peter was come down out of the ship, and he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and he began to sink. and he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. And then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of a truth thou art the Son of God. Okay. And so that is a very powerful story. And, you know, a lot of times people look at this story and they say, okay, but, you know what, this is great. Peter walked on the water, but he failed. Well, you know, not really. People think that the story of Peter is a story of failure because he began to sink. But you know what? He defied the odds and he succeeded. And so, you know, the likelihood of failure was greater than success. But Peter, he got out of that boat, what seemed so secure and so safe, and he stepped out onto what was uncertain. And you know what? We're in a dispensation right now in Christ where there is such a calling and a wooing of the Father to step out of what has been so secure to you and step out on what is so uncertain. You know what? We have to understand that faith will not fail you. So how are we going to stay lifted up continually? As I've asked you, how are you going to stay lifted up continually? By staying in faith. Okay? Faith is a very powerful thing. But we have to be sure that our mind is continually being renewed by the Word of God. And so, you know, Peter, he did start to sink. But he did step out in faith. His faith did not fail him. You know, there is nothing that can conquer our faith. Faith in Christ will always give you the victory in every situation, in everything that you go through. But you know what? The Bible has assured us that faith, it cannot reside where doubt is present. And so to walk on faith, all Peter did was take hold of faith. To sink into your circumstances, which that is what Peter did at that moment, because he let go of that faith and he took hold of doubt. But faith in the Word of God, it is undefeatable. And faith will accomplish and achieve the impossible in your life. Hallelujah. I want to prophesy to you today that someone is going to go in ahead and step out of the boat. Someone is going to go in ahead and you're going to take hold of the promise of God, and you're going to step out and you're going to do something that you know that God is calling you to do. And it's going to give God, it's going to give him so much honor and glory. It is your season. It is your time to step out. You know what? I always like to share this about the story about Peter, because I believe that this is the best part. Because when Peter called on Jesus, what happened is, he was reclaiming his position of faith. Some of you just need to call on Jesus today. you know, maybe you've been walking in this place in your journey, and you were walking along, and all of a sudden, you failed. It seems like you're stuck in this place. But reclaim your position of faith today. And you know what? Jesus came to his rescue and walked with him on the water back to the boat. So Peter was actually now more secure than he had been from the beginning, because he was no longer concerned with walking on the water, but he was victorious because now he was walking in total faith with Jesus. And I believe that's the best part of that story, is that, you know, it doesn't say, the Bible doesn't tell us that Jesus picked Peter up and he put him back in the boat. No, he went and he stretched forth his hand, and it says that he walked with him. Peter walked on the water. But see, he was victorious because he was walking in faith. He was no longer looking at what he was doing. His eyes were on Jesus. His position of his faith had changed, and it turned around. You know, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. I just feel the power of the Holy Ghost right now. And I believe that God is moving on you right now. If you can do this, and if you're able to do this, just lift your hands up to the Lord right now and just declare, I am repositioning today. I am reclaiming my position of faith in Jesus right now. Just going ahead and just say that. Hallelujah. Just going ahead and declare out of your mouth right now, I am reclaiming my position of faith. Hallelujah. And Jesus is coming to your rescue, and he is going to walk with you in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a security in Jesus that is coming into your spirit even now, as you just declared that you are reclaiming your position of faith. Hallelujah. You are victorious. You are in faith, in total faith with Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I mean, the anointing of God right now is just, it's manifesting. The anointing of God is manifesting right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God is going to use you to your full potential. See, all things are possible with God. All things are possible to you. That's what the Bible says, that even though all things are possible with God, the Bible also says that all things are possible with you. Praise God. They're possible. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Greater is he that is in you than he who is in this world. Praise God. Praise God. I just feel the Holy Ghost right now. I'm telling you, someone is going to be able to do something. You're going to be able to do something that you have not been able to do in the days past. I just believe right now that as you choose to step out, remember, God is for you, and he is with you right now. Hallelujah. I'm just going to release a prophetic prayer over you right now. Father God, thank you right now that there are many who are reclaiming their position of faith right now. Father God, thank you that it is not by any might or power, but it is by your Spirit, Lord God, that faith is arising in your people's lives. Father God, I thank you right now that faith is manifesting in the hearts of your people by the power of your Holy Spirit. Father, I prophesy right now that in the name of Jesus, that your people, your sons and your daughters that are listening right now, that they are going to begin to do great and mighty things. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I prophesy that your people, hallelujah, that they're going to begin to stand in awe, that a spirit of awe and a spirit of wonder is going to begin to overtake them because of the faith that they are walking in and the faith that they are living in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, I prophesy right now in the name of Jesus, great and mighty exploits. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Father God, I thank you right now that someone is getting a creative idea right now. Hallelujah. You've been praying about a business. You've been waiting for you think, Lord, when is the time? When is the time? The Lord has given you a creative idea for business. Will reclaim your position of faith right now and just declare in the name of Jesus, just declare that your faith is going to begin to move. Hallelujah. It's going to begin to move. See, faith moves the hand of God. Faith moves the hand of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, right now, I'm just going to give you an opportunity to just ask questions right now. I want to give you an opportunity I would like to pray with you and for you in agreement for what you have been believing God for. There's such a strong anointing right now. I'm telling you, the power of God is so strong right now. And I want to agree with you. The Lord may have a prophetic word for you. I don't know. I can't tell you that, you know, if you call in right now and with a question or agreement that I'm going to prophesy over you. But I do move in the prophetic, and I yield it to the Lord if he wants to speak something prophetically into your life. But just going ahead and press that number, you can call in, and I believe it is 1 is the number that you hit on your keypad, and I will pray with you. So just go on ahead and do that, and it will show up here on my it'll show up here if you're ready with that question, or if you have something that you would like for me to be in agreement with you. And so hopefully I'm reading this correctly. And so, okay. Let's see now. I think I have something here. Okay, I don't think that was a call right there. Okay, well, let me just go on ahead and continue here. Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Is this a 785 area code?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a question, or did you want me to be in agreement?
No, I just want to thank you for being a friend and for helping Paul and Sean and Chris be friends to me and help me get going with the Lord, and you've done your part too.
Well,
this
praise
Ron
God. Well, Ron,
Ron,
I'm so... Okay, Ron? Ron?
Yeah.
I'm so glad that you've called in and you've been listening today and you're encouraged. I just believe the Lord is just increasing your faith to continue to grow in Him and to continue to just see more and more of the promises of God manifested in your life. Amen?
I'm not one to ask for things. I a lot on my mind, but I'm traveling today. Well, I just pulled into a parking lot so I could finish listening to you, so I didn't lose you on signal.
Praise God.
I'm just not a person to ask for things. I just try to help other people and to heck with me.
Well, Ron, let me tell you, it's okay to ask. I mean, the Father loves you so dearly, and He has such great plans for you, and, you know, to give you a hope and a future. And I just want to encourage you today that your life is valuable in the kingdom, and that He loves you with an everlasting love. And it's by no accident that you are listening today, and that you are here, you know, on the program with us. And so I just want to speak blessings over your life and just to declare the things of God, His promises that He has for you, and to tell you that you are valuable in the kingdom and that people's lives are blessed because of God that is in your life. Amen?
Amen.
Well, praise God, Ron. Well, that's okay. That's Jesus. That's His love right now that is just, you know, He's pouring out His love to you. And He wants you to know how valuable your life is. And you know what? I have to tell you this, Ron. He wants you to ask. He says to ask me for your inheritance. And He says, and I will give it to you. And so it's okay to ask Him. He's your Father, and He loves you so dearly. And so be encouraged today. And just all the people, all the times that you've been there for someone, and all the times that you've been there to just be a listening ear to someone and just to help someone, I'm telling you, there are blessings that the Lord is going to begin to just pour out and manifest to you. And so, because the Bible says that you will reap what you sow. And so I believe that the Lord's just prompting me and encouraging me just to tell you that He is pleased with you, and that He is for you, and that He is definitely with you. And there are new things that you're going to begin to see, and new things that you're going to begin to hear because of that relationship that you have with the Lord. And so just know that, again, and be encouraged that He is with you and He is for you. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, well, I'm glad that you've tuned in today, that you are listening, and keep on.
I will be.
Pressing in. I'm sorry?
I said I told you I would be.
know. Praise God. Well, Ron, I'll be looking for you.
I did something else the other day. I am now a partner with K-Love Radio. And I told Paul about it, and he loved it. And he's broadcasting it everywhere. Listen to Sean and Prayer International at night, and you can hear him broadcasting about me. I'm nothing. But he sure thinks I am.
Well, I know the Lord says you're someone and you're something. And so just stay encouraged and keep on fighting the good fight of faith. And so I'm gonna go on ahead and let you go, but you know the program's not over yet. And so stay encouraged and be encouraged that this is your season, Ron. This is your season for great manifestations of God's blessings to come to you in your life.
Okay.
So be encouraged, and we love you here at Dove Ministries of Love, and we thank you for tuning in and for listening today.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Praise God. Well, praise the Lord. God is so good. He is good all the time. Well, that was Ron that we just heard from, and I'm ready for another caller now. Let's see. Well, I'm trying to, I think I've still got you. Ron, you might have to mute your phone now. You're still there.
I'm still here.
Okay. It's not wanting to put you on mute. And so,
I guess I could hang up and call back.
Well, I'm sorry if you have to do that, but I'm trying to mute you, but it's not letting me.
Yeah, let me try something here if I can get rid of that.
Okay. Okay. Well, praise God. I'm sorry, Ron, you might have to do that. Well, praise the Lord. I'm going to continue on. And so I want to continue just encouraging to every one of you today that your Father in heaven, He loves you. He loves you with it's an everlasting love. And so be encouraged today. I'm going to tag off of how Ron was encouraged and just encourage you today that you can, once again, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. He is there for you, and he is with you. And just know that faith is arising in you today. Faith is arising within you, and it's a spirit thing. You know, there's no way, I just cannot tell you the presence of God that is here right now as I'm doing this program. I just believe even right now that God is healing someone's mind right now. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for your healing anointing that is just going forth right now and healing someone's mind right now. I'm telling you, the peace of God that passes all understanding, as you are just lifting your hands to the Lord, the peace of God that passes all understanding is just resting right now on your mind. Hallelujah. And I just speak right now to the worries that have been there, the doubt, the stress that has been there, the tension that has been there. I just speak the peace of God over your mind. I declare right now that you have a sound mind. Hallelujah. You have a sound mind right now. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, the Holy Spirit just quickened me that many of you are going to begin to bear a lot of spiritual fruit. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says that we're going to be judged by our fruits. Well, many of you, because you have reclaimed your position of faith today, you are going to begin to bear spiritual fruit. Okay, well now, what is the spiritual fruit? Well, the spiritual fruit we read about in the book of Galatians. And let's see, we'll go to Galatians chapter 5. And it says that the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the work which his presence within accomplishes, is love and joy, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, meekness, self-control. And so these are the manifestations of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And when we begin to walk in that faith, then the fruit, you know, people begin to taste and see that the Lord is good. Remember the very first scripture that I read at the beginning of the program today was 1 Chronicles in chapter 16, to seek the Lord and his strength, yearn for and seek his face, to be in his presence continually. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So while we're seeking the Lord and his strength, and we're seeking his face, then what happens is we begin to notice and we begin to become more aware of his presence that is surrounding us. And I love how the Amplified says that, and to be in his presence continually. And so earlier we're talking about living in a place of being uplifted continually, no matter what we're going through. Now, I want to talk just a little bit, and if there's if you have any questions at any time, once again, I realize that you're on your lunch hour, your lunch break, just be sure and go in, and I believe it's you hit the number one. And once again, I'll be honored and humbled to pray with you and to just encourage you in the Lord. When we, as we're pressing through, what happens is we reclaim our position of faith. And as we keep our mind renewed, then you know what? Our prayer life begins to change. And one of the questions that I there are a couple of questions that I asked concerning prayer, and one of them was if you've been crying out to the Lord to help you in your prayer life, and then have you felt like your prayers are hitting the ceiling and sticking? And sometimes we feel like that when we pray. Well, you know, when you renew your mind and you renew it with the Word of God, remember earlier I said everything begins to change, but your prayer life begins to change as well. And I love the Amplified and how Romans 8:26 reads in the Amplified. It says, so too the Holy Spirit comes to our aid and bears us up in our weakness, for we do not know what prayer to offer or how to offer it worthily as we ought, but the Spirit himself goes to meet our supplication and pleads in our behalf with unspeakable yearnings and groanings too deep for utterance. Hallelujah. And so when we begin to pray, and we pray in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, he comes and he bears us up in our weakness, and he makes intercession with us. And so I love that. I love how the Holy Spirit comes and he bears us up in our weakness, and he becomes that aid to us, so that because a lot of times we don't know what to pray, we don't even know how to pray in the midst of our circumstances. But when we're even in that place of weakness because of the trial, because of the adversity, you know, that we're going through, he aids us. He really does. The Holy Spirit is our best friend. He aids us and he lifts us up. And so as we just yield to the Holy Spirit, and as we surrender to the Lord, and I love this about Father God in the midst of our circumstances, and how he does lift us up and he aids us. And, you know, this is so precious to me. I had shared earlier how this year, how I have been dealing with a physical issue, something I've never dealt with before, but God has been so faithful in it. And I've been in really in that place of resting in the natural, but also resting in my spirit. And, what had happened is something irritated my bronchial tubes, and they began to close up. And from spasms, they call it bronchial spasms. And so what was happening is they were closing up, and I wasn't getting any air. So my oxygen got really low. And so that's why I haven't been able to preach much this year. I've only preached 3 times, and that was at the 1st of January. And, so it's real difficult for a preacher not to preach. But I give glory to God today that he has given me the breath to be able to do this program and to encourage you and to lift you up with his love and with his word. And, you know, about 3 weeks ago, it was really bad. My chest was hurting, and truly, I thought I was just dying. And, you know, sometimes when you suffer physical issues, sometimes you can think that way. But I knew it wasn't the right way to think. But my lungs, what was happening is my lungs were overworking to compensate for the air that was not getting into them. And that is why my lungs began to hurt. And so, praise God that for the Holy Spirit. And, you know, I just had to totally focus on the Lord, and I had to totally put my trust in him. And, you know, and I prayed in the Spirit just for a little bit, and I just asked the Lord, you know, to help me. And sometimes that is the most effective prayer, I think, that I have prayed at moments in my life, is just to ask him to help me. And he just came, and he just lifted me up. And later on that particular day, which was, I call, the worst day of this whole journey in dealing with this, that particular day, I remember posting on Facebook to thank God for every breath that you take, because life is precious. You know, your life is so precious to God. And thank God for every breath, for the breath that you are breathing right now. But I want to tell you, the Holy Spirit, He came, and the Holy Spirit, He just, in that place of my weakness, He lifted me up, because I chose to think thoughts that were in alignment with the Word of God. I could not allow myself to think according to what I was feeling in those moments and in those times throughout, you know, several weeks when I could not, I mean, literally my breath was taken away and I could not breathe. And so God has, He's been faithful. He's been so faithful in the midst of it. But I had to make that choice. I had to choose life. I had to choose the promise of God that I would live and I would not die. I had to choose, you know what, Lord, I'm still going to serve you. And I still prayed, and, you know, for a few weeks there, I couldn't even pray out loud. I would just barely kind of mumble it because I just didn't have the breath to do it. But you know what? I would reclaim my position of faith. My faith in God, that His word is true, that His word is the final word. No matter what the enemy, how he was trying to get in there. And you know, the thing is that as we are stepping, as I have walked through this, it has made me a stronger person. It truly has. And you know, there are things in life that used to bother me. And you know what? This is something that, you know, we continually, there are times and seasons that there are major, what I call major things that we go through. And it really changes our whole perspective of life. But I'm telling you, when you can't breathe and it's hard for you to get breath, I'm telling you, I forgave everybody and I released everyone. I forgave myself. You know, you just start going down this list. And because, you know, you want to make sure that there's nothing standing in the way, nothing that is hindering your relationship with God. And, of course, you know, I know that many of you that are listening that you know this, but it's, you know, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. But the Bible says that there is now, therefore, no condemnation for those who are in Christ who follow after the Spirit. And so remember that as you're walking through, as you're coming through, and as you go through, even in the days to come, that there's no condemnation. And I'm telling you, the least little bit of condemnation that you feel, the least little bit of condemnation that, you know, that you just the slightest, you reject it immediately. Reject it because it is not from the Lord. And so the Bible says, greater love than this, that no man hath, that he lay his life down for his friends. And Jesus, he has laid his life down. Praise God, he has laid his life down for each and every one of you. And I just want you to be encouraged today that you are going to make it. You are going to get through this season. You are going to get through this time that you have been going through, that you've been questioning, that you've been wondering about. And God wants you to know truly that he is for you and that he is with you. He's not going to let you go. He is not going to let you sink. Just like with Peter, he is not going to do it. And so I believe that you are going to encounter and experience great victory in your walk this year, that you're going to see many victories, that this is a year, I prophesy right now, that this is a year of victory for you, that you're going to see so much victory, you're going to believe it. You're going to see victory after victory after victory after victory. And I'm telling you, you are going to start believing that you are victorious. The devil is a liar. He doesn't want you to. He doesn't want you to know and to experience and encounter that joy that comes from knowing that you have the victory. You do. You have the victory in all situations, in every situation. Why? Because you know who the victor is. Isn't that good news? Well, I hope and pray that you have been encouraged today. And I pray that there has been an impartation truly into your heart as you have received the word of God today that is your life and spirit, as you've received the anointing of God today. I pray that you have that faith today that is strong and that is great faith, because you know that God has ministered to you today. You know that he has come to your rescue today, and you know that he is right there with you and that you are going to make it through. What a mighty God we serve. What an amazing God we serve, and his mercies are tender and new every single day. Amen. Every day. And that is just such a blessing. You know, that is such a great blessing to know that his mercies are new and tender in our lives every day. I'm telling you, I'm enjoying my life more now than I ever have. And I'm so grateful to God for his mercy. I'm just so grateful that he is just has had so much long suffering towards me. And I know that you probably feel the same way too. And I am so sorry, but my whole the studio just totally went off of the computer. And so I'm so sorry. I don't know if you're still on, if you're listening. I had trouble getting on the air today, and hopefully I'm still on the air and I'm not just talking. I mean, I'm still on the program here and I'm not just talking into the air, but it doesn't look like it's going to let me back on the back into the studio again. The devil is a liar, I'm telling you. But you know what? I'm still pressing forward, and hopefully, there we have just a few moments left. And I do apologize if you wanted to ask a question, or you want me to pray for you, and I'm not able to get to you right now. You can go to www.dove-ministries.com, or you can call 972-772-5544. And so thank you. Thank you so much. and thank you for those who are texting me right now to let me know that I'm still on the radio. Praise God. I appreciate that. Okay, let's see. We've got 12 more minutes here. And if you are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area this coming Sunday, and you don't have a place of worship to go to, please join us at Church of His Glory. And we'll have our morning service at 10 a.m. And then on Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we'll have our prophetic healing gathering, which is a meeting that we have. It was supposed to be on the last Sunday night of every month, but I guess they're going to be on the first Sunday night of every month still. And that's what they used to be. So if you're in the area, please come. And we have seen amazing miracles. We've had so many testimonies of people that have been healed. Cancers have been healed. Forms of arthritis has been healed. Backs have been healed. Skin problems, skin issues have been healed. We've had marriages that have been healed. Finances have been restored in people's lives. And we just have, like I said, testimony after testimony. And so please come. Again, that is at 6 o'clock p.m. Church of His Glory. It's on SM 3541. And it's that's the exit that you take off of 30. And you'll go south. And the church is at 1275 Corporate Crossing. But again, the exit that you take off of 30 is it is 3549, FM 3549. So I'm trying to pull this up one more time. So if there's anybody real quick that wanted prayer, I don't know when my next program is going to be. So be watching on Facebook, or you can go to the you can go on the website. Oh, here we are. There's a few people left on. I can see. Praise God. Okay, here we go. There's 8 minutes left in the program. Thank you for those of you who are, well, it still shows you to have been on there for quite some time. So praise the Lord. But God is good. He is good all the time. And once again, I want to encourage you today that you can do the impossible. And remember that faith in the Word of God is undefeatable. And faith will accomplish and achieve the impossible. And it will establish honor and glory to our Lord. And so let me go to one last scripture here. And it is also in Romans chapter 8. And I know that this will be very encouraging to you. Who shall separate us from Christ's love? Shall suffering and affliction and tribulation or calamity and distress or persecution, or hunger, or destitution, or peril, or sword? Even as it is written, for thy sake we are put to death all the day long. We are regarded and counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet amid all these things, listen to this, we are what? More than conquerors, and gain a surpassing victory. There's that word again, victory. Through him who loved us, for I am persuaded beyond doubt, did you hear that? Beyond doubt, that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things impending and threatening, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. So there you go. That is just, that just sums it up all right there. Nothing is impossible with him. He loves you with everlasting love. And you are victorious. I pray that more than anything else, today, that as you leave this program, segment in just a little bit. I pray that you know that His love is what keeps you lifted up. As you stay in His Word, and as you seek Him and seek His face and to be in His presence, His love is going to minister to you, and He will carry you throughout the day, and He will cause you to see things from a totally different perspective, because He's love. That's who He is. God is love. God is the Word, and God is love. And so His love will never fail you. Amen. His Word will never fail you. And so I love you with the love of the Lord. Please join me again. Be watching on the website, www.dove-ministries.com. Or you can go to the page on Facebook, and I'll be posting when the next program is. I will be doing a program next week, and I think I'll just end the program today with Your Love Never Fails. Thank you.
Yeah.